Visiting today with Boone Mayor Elijah Steins. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Here we are. Another meeting done, and it went quickly.
Yep. We got a lot of stuff done. Very efficient.
Yeah. Some pretty big projects moving forward.
Oh, absolutely. On the water treatment facility.
We're starting to, again, for listeners, we're starting to see now some of the things related to Daisy.
Now we're rolling into completing some of the things that we had planned for a long time. One of them was the water storage reservoir. Yeah. That was an original project that we were going to have to do.
Yeah, that was part of your, I think, $2.5 million bond.
Yeah, from
you were doing about 3 years ago.
Yeah, that's from way back when. Yeah. So these things take such a long time to get through the pipeline.
Well, the fortunate side on this one, at least on that, is you did get the $500,000 community block grant. So now we're out there. Let's see what the bids are.
Yep. Have to get the bids, and hopefully they come in favorable. We've been lucky on a lot of them so far, so we'll keep our fingers crossed.
So, and again, this is all part of basically five, six years ago, really.
Mm-hmm. This is routine maintenance, keeping up on the water plant and things like that.
You've had a few people out there that have thought it should have been done a long time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but it is one of those things, and for those that don't know, this is like a million-gallon tank.
Yes, it's
huge. And this gets pumped up to the city. So they have divers that would go in there every once in a while and check it. And it's been there a long time. It just needs some TLC.
Yep, so absolutely.
That's what this one's all about, and we'll see how that goes once we get the bids for it. Otherwise, the other public hearing you had was just a basic easement for
Power line.
Yeah, power line to go in, and 15 foot by 15 foot.
Yep,
we'll work with that.
Oh yeah, not a big deal.
Otherwise, your committee reports, not much there outside of.
Well, we did add a public safety one. They heard we've been putting a lot of new stop signs in, and they heard one about Carroll and First Street. That's one they didn't move forward with. But the other thing that they did was I've been working on this with Garrett Picklap from Fairway and the folks over at Alice Place to put in a little sidewalk from Alice Place over to Fairway, so the residents of Alice Place have an easier time getting over there.
Like to have a crosswalk.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And so it was great to work with Garrett on that, and Fairway's paying for 75% of that, and the city's doing the 25% match, which is actually standard for any sidewalk installation. So just kind of promoting that program as well.
And the big thing there was trying to find it where it would fit with the driveways and the entryways
and things like that. Requirements and things like that. The residents kind of wanted a straight shot from the driveway over, and that's not acceptable to SUDAS requirements. So they're doing a cup on both sides of the street.
Too much turning traffic, but yeah, pretty easy for them to be able just to get out and go across the street too.
Yeah, that's one of those simple things that's really gratifying when you're able to work together to get it done.
So that was one of the others. The other, of course, would be the holiday parade.
Lighted parade.
December 6th.
Yes, a Saturday.
I know. Typically, I know folks are going, that was always on Thursday. It was.
We're trying some new things, and I think the business owners that I've talked to appreciated that it would be on a Saturday to really go from shopping downtown to ease into that holiday lighted parade. And my understanding is the Soup Supper for Historical Society will still be on that same day.
They'll move it?
Yeah. And I think that's really great. I always had a hard time getting off of work and getting the kids home and getting the soup really quick and then going to the lighted parade. So I think it works out for everybody. We'll see how it goes.
We'll try it again. It's one of those things. Hey, we tried a Halloween parade. You saw that.
Halloween parade, that was fantastic. Small but mighty. And like I said at the meeting last night, we went to Galena, Illinois' Halloween parade a couple weeks ago, and it was like a two-hour-long deal, but the kids got a handful of candy, and boy, they got a whole bag of candy in our short little parade, so I think we outdid ourselves.
That was pretty good. You got to love it when the group, like Shops on Story, gets together and say, let's do this.
Yeah, let's try something new. And I know a lot of people have been talking about a Halloween parade for a long time, so I'm really glad to see it happen finally.
So we got that going. It's kind of like a trunk or treat when they, remember
something
when
new.
It started out, down at E3? It was in their parking lot.
Yep, it was a parking lot deal.
Yeah, and then eventually brought it downtown. Now, 10.
And it's a huge event. Partners with...
Way big.
Yeah, Shop with a Cop really tied in there and help them raise money. So, kind of find ways that we can work together on a lot of these things.
Well, we did get, and if you like taking time to look at numbers and a lot of the colored graphs, the library's annual report.
Yes, Jamie Williams did a really great job highlighting the growth in the library usage. And, you know, a lot of people say, does the library even get used? Oh, absolutely. I was there actually yesterday right at opening, and there was a line out the door of people needing to get in right away at 9 o'clock. And so that's just a vital asset.
Just the different things that they...
Yep.
The traffic in and out is pretty surprising.
And some people use it just to have a meeting with somebody else, mm-hmm. to go through some things in a private place, you know. So, yeah, really fantastic presentation.
And a lot of use of their infrastructure. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Wi-Fi.
The Wi-Fi, yes.
I mean, people will sit outside. You'll see them sitting out there using the Wi-Fi.
Yeah. That's a lifeline for a lot of people.
Well, that's going on. Let's see. We got another little update besides that from... Mike Cornelis, the parks, and...
20 hazard trees.
So they've got... Yeah, that's what they are doing. They bid those, and those are the big trees. The ones with the neon, pink neon on them.
Yeah, those are the contract trees.
They're coming down. But balance of the dollars the city had allocated to them for stump removal, they're going to keep doing that. Well, they're talking the, cemetery and parks now.
Yep, moving off of the parking into the cemetery and parks. So round two of stump removal.
So they're hoping for the same good bid on that, too.
Yeah.
And
they got their ice rink overlay from Iowa Wild.
Yep. Folks, say thank you, Susie. She was on a mission to see what they could do. Now the big issue is getting the site prepared and getting the liner in. But, yeah, the Iowa Wild contributing a liner for the ice skating.
So
now, if Mother Nature cooperates.
That's exactly right. We'll have an ice skating season finally.
So the big issue they still have to come up with is who's going to handle the skate rentals if they do those and the warming and things like that. The parks will have to take care of that too. Well, and we do know they're not done by any means working on their... They're supposed to be getting their presentation, I think, from the students from... Iowa State, probably yet this calendar year?
Yes, this calendar year, because I believe it's like the capstone for their course. Okay. It was early December is my recollection.
So they'll be getting that. That'll be information that they can start using to compile planning for other parks going forward.
Yep, absolutely. I'm really looking forward to that.
All right. Now, I mentioned, of course, with Daisy Project coming up, a lot of water engineering contracts.
Yes.
A lot.
So we had... four engineering contracts, and then one resolution with an amendment that actually reduced our cost by $165,000.
Because they didn't have to quite do as much as they thought they were going to
have. Yeah, so that's always welcome news. But we had four other contracts for high service pump station, generator.
And one of the recommendations they had was instead of getting one big generator, get
two smaller ones.
Yep. They can handle it and give you a backup.
For cost and then for redundancy also. If something goes down.
That's one of them. The other is the original building that put the disinfection, the treatments for that, just not big enough to handle what's going to be coming.
Right. The high service pump station sodium chloride feed building. So that's a disinfectant that's added to the water to make it clean.
It needs to
be upsized.
So it just needs to be bigger with what's coming up. Pressure zone stuff. When they start talking pressure zone, they actually are talking about two different parts of the community. They're going to do one for within the community itself. And again, this is another one that they'll be continuing to work on. But then the one that's tied with Daisy, this one is essentially tied with Daisy.
This one is on the east side of town, tied with Daisy. It's a water system pressure zone development project. And so that's just make sure the pressure is at the correct amount for the water
towers. This would be leading to a water tower.
Yes.
Would be leading to, you know, because they have to have so much water pressure coming in.
That's right. Yep.
Probably the big one that most people are going to go, what, is going to be a third main that will come from the water plant into into town.
Mm-hmm.
We already have two that come up the hill. This one's going to come up the hill and go all the way along 22nd out to Quartz.
Yep. So that's a big, long water main out there. So to provide redundancy in that water main in case there's ever any issues.
Pretty big one.
Yes.
And again, to go down to the industrial park tower and be able to feed growth, future growth and development out
that's
that
right.
way too.
Yep.
That's another thing you guys were looking at.
Yeah.
What happens in the future?
Yep. We were planning on trying to attract some industrial growth before Daisy with some of these upgrades. And, you know, this is going to be another thing where you'll have land up there that's available for industrial development. We have the infrastructure already in place for future development.
I think one of the things that and a lot of people will think about is with the why can't you just like run a line from in town? You just can't. I mean, coming right through town is not going to do the water.
Right.
Or supply what you need.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of disturbance and everything like that, putting it right through town.
So that's a lot.
Yes.
And we still have work that'll be done on that, too. We know that's coming. The other one, a little bit of a change order.
quite a small change order, yeah.
Very small. But Fire Chief Justin Adams explained it. Again, it's for the Sneddon Drive or Hancock Drive extension project. And when they were doing their pre-construction meeting, it was one of those things. He suggested some different spigots or different ways to access
connectors.
The fire hydrant out there. Yeah, the connectors.
So he suggested a larger connector on the fire hydrant that's going to be out there with that intersection to supply more water in case of an emergency. So that's only a $650 change. So
we got that.
Yep. And a $3.8 million project or something.
But for fire protection out there, that's pretty good. That's a big deal.
You want to make sure it's right.
I know that's going on. And once again, they continue to go forward with the contractor out there. I think he's doing some site prep work already. So, paving next spring, I guess.
Yep.
That going on. We did have, besides the fire chief talking about that, and he did volunteer that update, but Chief Weibold, big thing that he wanted to pass along is Shop with a Cop coming.
Yep.
Deadline for nominations Monday, next Monday. Chili Feed Thursday.
Yep, Chili Feed at Hy-Vee, 4:30 to 6:30. And we discussed also that next Friday will be the fire department chili feed as well. So you can compare and contrast the recipes and give your recommendation, but try both of them.
A lot of them. And once again, they also put out a call for anybody who wanted to help volunteer Shop with a Cop. Make contact where literally it's going to be just over a month away. So
yeah, it's coming up fast. Officer Sherrard has taken over that project, and he reached out to all the elected officials to see if we'd volunteer. And so I'm excited to do that and see what they'll have me do. As long as it's not wrapping presents, I am not very good at that.
No.
I can serve pizza. I can do anything else.
That's why they invented gift bags.
That's right.
Us,
that's so exactly right. That.
I did want to go back on, of course, the projects we talked about for Daisy and the contracts for engineering services. That's all water related at this point. We know there are other water projects that are coming up. And there's also still have the sanitary sewer side. Still got a lot of things going on with that.
Yep. So we'll have more projects coming up and water towers and everything.
All about how fast, how you stage everything to get it going.
Yeah, right? That's really just lining things up to make sure they get done in the correct order.
And one thing, and Andrea did confirm it to the council last night, that at least on the water side, anticipated debt for projects, I think maybe both water and sewer, sitting down with the Spear Financial, looks like whatever the usage that Daisy has is going to cover your debt.
That's right. Yep. So that was.
And I know
news.
It was one of those things you were kind of.
Yeah, if it's a margin on one way or the other, you know how it's going to land. But they were pretty certain that it's going to be evenly covered. So
we'll do that.
So that's.
And
great.
You have other challenges with the same time because you still with regular. If you have more residential growth, you're still going to have increased usage.
Usage in particular. Yep.
And then you have the challenge then with the SRF loans of having. Mm-hmm. Having so much income for compared to operations.
Right, yeah. So there are some, things to be cognizant of when we have growth is that there are going to be increased demands on these systems, and so we need to plan for it, and that's what we're doing right now.
Yeah, well, how many housing projects we have? Seven, something like that.
Yeah,
there's a bunch.
One that's on the cusp. It'll be public pretty soon.
So good. Looking forward to that. So we got Shop with a Cop coming up. Other things that you had last night? Oh, the three-way stop. That's the one that people will encounter because that'll be there fairly quick. That's going to be
yes.
So if you're going out to the Ledges Elementary.
Yeah, so that right at the entrance to Ledges Elementary, transitioning that to a three-way stop. Kind of control traffic, similar to what we did with the Aldrich and over by the middle school on the south end.
Where the high traffic volume area is.
Right, right. So we moved away from that rolling stop sign to just a permanent stop sign there.
Got that done. But this one really, because especially morning and afternoon traffic is really heavy.
Yep, yep. So just kind of brief stop there, keep traffic flowing. Not so fast.
So we have all of that going on. Council did finalize what you started last meeting, and that was $1.275 million. Again, this is dollars that go towards the
Hancock Drive extension.
The Hancock Drive extension. This is your 20% share.
Yep.
The city's 20% share. And again, the question did come up about the wording of it, the general obligation bond.
Right.
A lot of people feel that that's automatically property tax.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be. You can pay with any number of sources for a general obligation bond, and you get a better rate on it. And so that's going to be paid for with TIF dollars.
So that's something that the city had already planned.
Yep.
So wouldn't run into that property tax issue.
Not changing any levy rates or anything like that.
All right. Other things? Other much? Not much. We got some committee meetings coming up. I know council always likes to do kind of an appreciation for employees.
Oh, yep. That's one thing we haven't covered. So we're going to finalize the date on that employee appreciation, breakfast, coffee, thing
something.
Like that.
Yeah. We'll come up with something.
Early December, Linda Williamson is in charge of that. And so we'll kind of, council likes to, all the elected officials kick in for that just to show their appreciation for the
and
employees.
Again, kind of a come and go sometimes. It depends what they have going on, too.
Yep. And we've talked, about doing an employee and family picnic this summer coming up, too. And so that's something that Councilman Moorman and Councilman Engstrom are going to spearhead.
We'll let them keep going to work on that.
So just, build camaraderie and things like that to build a team.
Well, we've got, again, like I said, fairly quick meeting for you last night. That was good. We got through with that, did employee review and a closed session, and everything kind of went out, worked well with all of that, too.
So. Yep, absolutely.
Well, we have some committee meetings coming up yet. November's going to be busy.
Yes, indeed.
Happening.
Yep, and we'll have one more council meeting, and then next month we'll have goal setting. And so the department heads are going to, we're going to change it up a little bit. Department heads are going to be in that, discussing more openly about, their ideas for their goals, and that's going to be in the library. And it's an open meeting, so anyone can come to that.
I think the one other thing at the next meeting you have, I think Andrea is planning to do her CIP summary.
Yes, we will
give the council some input, because not all the council members participate.
That's right. So she's changing up a little bit to give more information to the rest of the council members on what the CIP looks like, so they have an advanced knowledge of what is going to be asked for.
Our guest on our program today, Eli Steins, Boone Mayor. Mayor, thanks for taking time to come and visit with us. And we'll visit with you again next time.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Jim.